Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Cesar Gutierrez. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ike Brown. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Cain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Les Cain. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Richard. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Andrews for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Les Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews misplays the ball. That's an error on Andrews. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John juggles the ball. That's an error on John. Cain moves to third. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado misplays the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. Cain scores. Stanley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Gutierrez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Richard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gutierrez moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan is walked intentionally. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gutierrez scores. Kaline scores. Freehan moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams bunts towards third. Brown picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brown. Williams moves to second. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Tigers. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Les Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0-for-1 in the game. Cain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Cain reaches second base with a double. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Cain moves to third. One out. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kane scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. Egan hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freehan moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman is called out on strikes. One out. Les Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kane hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Freehan moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Freehan scores. Cash moves to third. It's 6-1, Tigers. Bart Johnson now pitching. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Cesar Gutierrez. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe now playing second base. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Horton reaches second base with a double. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Horton moves to third. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freehan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Andrews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-2 in the game. Richard hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Richard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-2 in the game. Egan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andrews moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andrews scores. Egan moves to third. It's 6-2, Tigers. Bill Zepp now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Egan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Tigers. LeMay pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Ed Stroud pinch hits for Bart Johnson. Fred Sherman now pitching. Rick Reichardt pinch hits for Ed Stroud. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is hit by the pitch. May moves to second. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-3 in the game. Richard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Reichardt now playing left field. Steve Keeley now pitching. Walt Williams now playing right field. Mike Hershberger now playing center field. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 3-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-3 in the game. Hershberger is hit by the pitch. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-3 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman bunts towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. Brinkman moves to second. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a pop-up towards short. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Egan hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Sherman covering, for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.